State of Denial. First Family Series, Book 5. By Marie Force. Narrated by Eva Kaminsky. Chapter 1. A persistent banging on the door woke her far too early after a late night. Groaning, she turned over to go back to sleep. The banging continued. Her phone rang with a call from her neighbor, Janice, 3 doors down in the condo complex.
"You'd better answer the door," Janice said. "It's the police."
"What?"
"The parking lot is overrun with cops and media."
"What do they want with me?"
"You'd know better than I would."
"Wait until they find out who I am.
Careers will end and heads will roll."
"You know it, girlfriend.
Thanks for the heads up." She got out of bed, put on a red silk robe, and took the time to brush her hair and teeth before she made her way downstairs, opening the door to chaos.
"Are you Nicoletta Bernardino?"
a stern-looking man asked as he held up a badge.
"I am."
He showed her a piece of paper.
"We have warrants to search the premises and for your arrest."
"My arrest? For what?"
"You're being charged by the state with engaging in prostitution and solicitation of prostitution. The feds want you for money laundering."
"Do the feds know who I am?"
"Ma'am?"
"My son is their boss."
"And who is your son?"
"President Nicholas Capuano."
The man showed no reaction to hearing the name of the President of the United States.
"You'll have to take that up with the FBI, ma'am. Our orders are to bring you in while our team searches your home."
They wouldn't find anything in her house. She wasn't that stupid.
"And your place of business."
Shit. This isn't good. "I want to make a phone call."
"You'll have the opportunity to make a call after you're booked. If you'd like to change your clothes, I can have a female officer accompany you."
"That won't be necessary." If they were going to arrest the president's mother, then she would put on a show for the media. And how had they known she was being arrested? Her bitch of a daughter-in-law had probably tipped them off. She wouldn't put it past her. It was concerning that mentioning her son hadn't put a stop to this entire farce. Then it occurred to her that maybe he didn't believe her.
"You heard what I said about my son, the president, right?"
"Yes, ma'am."
"You should think about what you're doing."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?